Wait, oh no. Oh no, my
What's
bit failed. Can
going
you hear me?
Yeah.
I was about to do a bit. I was like, you know, it's Halloween, right?
Yes.
Because I was waiting here so long, I was like, oh, it'd be really funny if when the camera turned on, you just saw a skeleton. And that was like me who died from waiting for you. And I went out to get the skeletons out the front. I couldn't
You've
find
got
it.
a skeleton.
I had one like just there. It would have been perfect.
Very cool. Very
Yeah.
cool.
Dude, it's happening. This is
We're
crazy.
here. We're
You're here.
here.
I mean, I've been here every week. I've just been waiting for
I'm
you.
back. I'm
You are
back.
so back. We are
It's
so
good to be
back.
back.
Dude,
It's
we're
good to
so
be
back.
back.
Carlos Sainz won, polled and won the F1 on the weekend.
I know. What a fucking legend.
He's our boy. That's crazy.
He is. He is. Ferrari's
Oh.
on a roll. They might win constructors.
Yeah, like Red Bull are like at the point now where they've basically got no chance of winning the constructors, which is just absolutely insane. So it turns out Lewis is a
And
fucking genius after all.
it's been the most interesting season of Formula One in a very, very long time.
100%. Been
Yeah.
crazy.
Yeah,
You
it's
got a
been
beer?
good. No, I'm having an alcohol-free day actually, because being away for 3 weeks, I really let myself go.
I saw.
I was just on the piss every day for fucking 3 weeks, and I had some nights where I just, oh boy, I don't know how I got back to the hotel and
Right.
woke up in the morning. I woke up one morning. And there's a receipt on my table from going to karaoke, and
Oh.
it was $600.
Oh no.
I dropped $600 in karaoke.
Oh shit. What was on the receipt?
Yeah. Karaoke. I
Okay.
can't read Japanese. So,
Oh my God.
I was with a bunch of friends, and we went to this karaoke place in Shinjuku, and you can pay by the hour and get unlimited drinks. You just order with the little fucking computer, and
Pay
it's
by
like
the.
$20 per person per hour. And there was like eight of us, and
Oh, you
maybe it
pay
was
for everyone.
$30. Yeah, but I like I've discovered that I like karaoke. I'm not good at it,
No.
but I like it. I do a pretty mean Carly Rae Jepsen.
Okay, I don't know what that is.
Call me maybe.
I just met you. Crazy. That one?
Here's my number.
Yeah, it's a good one. I like that
Call
one.
me maybe.
Yeah, okay. All right. Is that how you do
That
it?
song. Yeah. I got a drop key in a couple of steps, so because it's out of my vocal range, but
Okay.
I'll do all right. That and the B-52's Love Shack, of course.
That's always a good one.
Do you have a go-to karaoke song?
I've only ever done karaoke once in my life, and I'll probably never do it again because I'm way too nervous singing in front of other people. But I did the Queen song, you know, the Don't Stop Me Now. I don't know what it's
Yes,
actually called. Is it called Don't Stop Me
yes,
Now?
yes. It's called Don't Stop Me Now. Yeah.
Yeah, that's the song I did. Not very well. I saw a video of it, and hopefully that video doesn't exist anymore.
See, the interesting thing about karaoke in Japan, right, is that you think karaoke is standing in a crowded pub on a stage singing in front of a lot of people.
It was
Right?
that, yes.
Yeah. Karaoke in Japan is you go and rent a room in a building and it's just you and your mates.
That's more fun, yeah.
Yeah. And like I did it in Korea when I was there earlier this year and did a pretty bloody decent Bon Jovi Living on a Prayer.
Oh, that's a
Right.
good one. That is a good
Oh
one.
yeah.
Yeah.
And you know, and I think the really interesting thing is you just get together, you're with your mates, there's no like I'm shit at karaoke, but I'll just happily stand up in front of my mates and just make a dickhead of myself and have an absolute blast, you know, and everyone's laughing and dancing, that sort of thing. And the thing is, right, is that you think about the typical Japanese or even Korean person, that sort of thing, they don't really have a third place. Do you know what a third place is?
Like work home and a
Work home and a place to
local bar
socialize.
or whatever, yeah.
Yeah. It's a bar, it's a sports club, it's your bloody chess club, book club,
Yeah.
whatever it happens to be. Well, so no, actually. They do have an emphasis on the third place. We don't hear it's shit because the only place you know you got to go to is a third place, typically, well, at least for me, is the pub, and the pub's really expensive. And In fact, what one of my students, Dan, who's one of the OG froth rookies from 2020, he's living in Tokyo now with his misso.
Oh, nice.
And we caught up, and he said, "Yeah, I rented a karaoke room because you can actually bring your own laptop and plug in the HDMI." And he played the grand final with a whole bunch of mates in the karaoke room
Right.
with
Nice.
unlimited piss.
Well, you're making it sound very good, but I also know that you spent $600, so there's no way that it's somehow cheap.
That's fine. I did it with Rallis as well in Sapporo.
Oh, nice.
Yeah, we went to this karaoke place. I don't know how much that was. I think Rallis paid for it, because I don't remember leaving. That's how good it was.
Do you remember his
And
singing ability? I'm guessing he's fairly
yeah,
confident on the stage.
he's a pretty mean rapper.
Oh, wow. Okay.
Yeah, he raps. He raps work good, real good.
Like Eminem, we're talking, or old school, or
Old school.
old
Old
school,
school 90s
NWA
pop
type
rap.
shit.
Yep. Oh,
Wow.
no, not gangster rap.
Or like MC
More
Hammer,
like,
Vanilla Ice, that kind of.
yeah, I can't remember the song that he rapped, but he was really good at it. He
Wow.
just didn't even need to look at the words. He just knew the words.
Wow.
So I think
He's
he
been
used to be a
practicing it,
DJ
probably.
back in the day.
Oh, yeah, I think you're right.
Yeah, he
Yeah.
used to be a DJ at cheesy nightclubs and stuff like that. So
Yeah, that makes sense.
that was a lot of fun. Judging at the International Beer Cup in Sapporo. Sapporo is such a good city. Oh my God. You need to go to Japan. It's cheap as anything at the
I
moment,
have
eh?
been to Japan. I haven't been to Sapporo, though.
Oh, Hokkaido is phenomenal. It's stunning. Absolutely stunning. We did the judging at the Bankei ski resort, right? Obviously no snow yet because it wasn't quite autumn. And you could just tell that just autumn was about to hit. The trees are just starting to change color. It was still mostly green. Fresh air. The food up there is phenomenal. Like Genghis Khan is kind of like their signature dish. So basically, think Korean barbecue, but with lamb and mutton.
Oh, interesting. Okay.
And because Japanese people generally don't like lamb. Like Natsuko, like Adam Schell's missus, doesn't like lamb, but up in Hokkaido, that they farm it there, and so Genghis Khan is, I call it Genghis Khan, but Genghis Khan is what they call it locally.
Okay.
And that was really good. So judging was really good. A few days in Sapporo with Rallis,
So just to
which
clarify, this
shocking.
Adam Schell is not the same Adam. If you're listening to this thinking it's that one,
Adam
it's not that
Schell,
one.
it's no,
Because I
it's the
saw the
other one.
photos. It's the other one. It is
Yes.
the actual
Yeah,
the other
that's
one.
right. Yeah. And don't tell him that though.
No, but it's not the other one. It's not the one that we refer to as the other one. It's the other one.
Yeah,
It is the
that's
actual other
right.
one. Yeah.
That's right. Yeah. So yeah, just a few days in Sapporo, ate and drank, went to the Sapporo Museum where they do the Genghis Khan. It's like $50 all you can eat and drink for 2 hours.
Jesus.
Like
What are you
food
drinking
is
there?
so
You're
cheap
drinking
there.
beer there?
Sapporo. Well, you drink Sapporo,
Okay, that works.
right? But there's lots of different types of Sapporo. So there's a Sapporo called Sapporo Classic. And you can only buy it on the island of Hokkaido. And typical Japanese lager, just beautiful, crisp and clean. They had a Sriracha Ace Sapporo as well.
Nice.
Loads of highball, drank a lot of highball.
Yeah, nice.
I love highball. It's so good, especially because, normally I drink the Jack Daniels and Coke Zero because I'm watching my figure. But highball did the job.
I have
Did
the
a Jack
highball down
Daniels
the road from
highball.
here. I don't actually know what it is, but it's a lychee highball. They do it at the Korean restaurant down at Labrador at
Yeah.
Chern Park. It's fucking awesome.
Yep. Highball is scotch and soda.
Okay, well,
That's
this is
it.
definitely not scotch because it's white.
Probably you're probably thinking shoju.
I could be. I'm
That's
going to check next time what's in it.
shoju is rice wine, which is still bloody delicious, and I drank plenty of that. But so that was really good. Then flew down to Tokyo, and a whole bunch of our friend group just flew into Tokyo, and we just
So
spent 6 days
what
in
were they there for? They were there mainly
the
for a holiday,
wedding.
but
The
oh
wedding.
yeah, right. But
Yeah.
you were combining things.
Yeah. So basically, I had said to the organizers of the International Beer Cup back in April when I was in Korea, I said, look, I'm going to be in Japan anyway around that time because I've got a mate's wedding. Book me up with some judging action and I can kind of make the trip
Oh,
tax deductible. So I did
fuck yeah.
judging a few days in Sapporo, Fly back to Tokyo, did a 6 days in Tokyo, absolutely had a ball. We just did so much awesome stuff. Did the Mario Kart.
How was the Mario Kart?
I nearly spewed on the train going to the thing. I was that
That looks
hungover.
sketchy as. Oh,
Yeah,
God,
yeah. Oh,
really?
yeah. I was re like, that was the night after the karaoke, and we went to another bar afterwards. I don't know how I got back to a hotel room, but I woke up and I was like, oh, and then get a message going, come on, it's time to do Mario Kart. I'm like,
Oh, no.
oh. And I was pretty written off, and I went, yeah, all right. And we get the tube to where we have to do the karting, and I was like standing on the tube going, I don't think I'm going to make it. I'm going to have to jump off and
Oh,
spew.
no.
But I made it, and by the time I made it and I smelt that two stroke, I was fine.
Game on. Is
Yep,
the
it was
dressing up
fine.
thing you something you have to organize, or is that part of the
No, it's just there. So
it's
basically, they
there?
have a whole bunch of costumes which are free, and I dressed up as Tigger from Winnie the Pooh.
Yep, I saw that photo.
Because to be honest with you, I just wanted to wear something high-vis.
100%. That's probably why they do it. Is that why they do it? Like,
Yeah.
seems like the most
Yeah.
dangerous thing you could possibly fucking
And
do.
you can wear the Nintendo outfits, but they cost an extra $20 because of a licensing fee to Nintendo.
Makes sense.
So I was just like, fuck it, I'll just dress as Tigger. I don't give a shit. And as soon as I got out the road, like literally as soon as we pulled out, there's a fucking ambulance right behind me with the sirens
Oh,
blaring and that sort of
God.
thing. It is one of the most dangerous things I think I have ever
100%.
done. Like if you hit a car, you're going under it. That's
You're
it.
fucking dead.
Right?
People must
Yeah,
die
yeah.
doing that for sure.
I don't know, but Japanese drivers are actually pretty okay. They're not crazy.
But it's not just the drivers. That's like the busy, it's like some of those intersections are the busiest in the world. There's people, there's fucking,
We drove
there's
through the
everything.
Shibuya Scramble Crossing and that sort of
Yeah,
thing.
that's where I saw them. I was like, this is fucking crazy.
It was good though. I enjoyed it.
Do you have a
And
speed limiter on there? Like, how does that work? You're cruising
I
or?
just it I got it up to 60, I think.
So you
65.
can go at your own speed. You're not kind of just cruising around.
You got to follow the guide, right?
Right.
You're not just freewheeling it around Tokyo. You follow the
Right.
guide on the set route, that
Yeah.
sort of thing.
Right.
And but it was great. Just had a ball and had some. I couldn't eat that day because it's just that hungover. And then what else did we do? I went to Akihabara to go to all of the toy shops because one of my friends is into all of the miniature figurines and stuff. There's
Oh,
just
yeah.
shops, just multi-level shops with just toys and toys and toys and people dressed up as, cosplaying and all that sort of stuff. And that was absolutely awesome. What else did we do? Went to Ginza, had a bit of a look around Ginza. It's a very posh part of town. Went to the Ginza Beer Line, which is like it's a Sapporo German style beer hall. That was pretty
Nice.
good. Couple of nice bars, some days we just settled in, found a nice bar and izakaya and just chilled,
That's cool.
and then we did one day, we went down to, I can't remember the place, south of Tokyo, past Yokohama and that sort of thing. A couple of temples, had a nice Japanese curry and trained back. So easy to get around. Like
It
it's
is easy to
just
get around. I remember that. I
And
was,
cheap,
yeah. Do you get the train thing? The train pass, like before you
Oh, the
go?
no, it didn't bother. They're not
No?
worth it these days because
Okay.
they're basically they cut the time in half and they're the same price. So they're basically
Oh,
doubled in
okay.
price.
Yeah.
It went down to, I can't remember the name of the town anyway, just looked at some temples and some Buddhas and stuff like that. And then what else did we do? And then got the Shinkansen up to Nasushiobara is a little agricultural town about an hour. It's an hour on the Shinkansen, which is
So
about
that's
means is
like
about
what, 200
two or
K?
300 Ks away. And went to the wedding and the reception and all that sort of stuff. Now I've been on fast trains before, like the Eurostar and that sort of thing. The
Yeah.
Shinkansen was amazing. It's just
It's
like
good, eh? It's so fucking,
it's fast,
and the time
smooth.
just disappears.
Yeah.
I got it
Just watching
to
this.
Osaka, I think, and I remember watching like the Joe Rogan special, and we watched like one other thing, and then we were fucking there. I was like, this is crazy.
It's phenomenal. It was cheap. It was like $60 each way or
It's
something.
so
And
much better than
just,
flying because there's nothing like
yes.
flying, you're so interrupted and there's just constant
Yeah.
interruptions like that. you just sit and chill, and you can just like watch something, chill out, and then all of a sudden the time's gone.
Trains are always on time. They apologize if they're late by a minute, and it's absolutely phenomenal, you know. And the public transport system is just so good, right? So good. It's easy to navigate. It looks daunting when you first sort of get there, but once you learn how to navigate, because I lived in London for, 4 years or so, and you just learn north, south, east, west, follow the map. And Tokyo train system's a little bit more complicated, but
I
all the
just use Google
stations,
Maps. Google Maps
well,
tells you
use Google
everything.
Maps, and then the stations have their own numbers, like, JY15, and you go get JY15, change it to JY12, and go to, BY whatever, and that's how you get to where you're going, you know?
And they're kind of color coded from memory, and you can kind of just be like, I'm getting that
Yeah.
one.
It's just it's so well done. The wedding was stunning. Like, I've been to lots of weddings before, and this I can honestly say, hand on heart, that wedding was perfect.
Oh, that's amazing. That's awesome.
Perfect in
That's so
every
cool.
possible way. It was just beautiful. Natsuko looked amazing. Adzi scrubs up all right, and lots of it's supposed to be about 60, 70 people there. The venue was amazing, had an onsen, and the biggest fucking egg sandwiches I've ever seen.
I saw you
Like,
post about the
fat
egg
egg
sandwiches.
sandwich.
That's
Yeah,
a
I'm just
little
hooked
weird,
on egg
but
sandwiches
all
now.
right. Well, if you need any eggs, I've
And
got a shitload of eggs.
yeah, great. Yeah, yeah. And then during the reception, the food at the reception was just phenomenal. During the reception, it's like, okay, Natsuko and Adam are going to go and get changed now. And you think, oh, okay, cool. They're getting out of the wedding gear and going to get into something casual. Nope. Natsuko comes back in a $100,000 kimono.
What does that mean?
It was a kimono that was worth $100,000.
What, how, why, how?
How? What do you
How,
mean,
what,
how?
yeah. Well, why?
Well, she
Why?
went to her
Okay, let's
room
start
and
with why.
changed them. Well, because that's just what you do at a Japanese wedding.
Jesus. Whose
And
is
she didn't
it?
buy, she didn't buy it, she just like hired it, but it was worth
Jesus
$100,000.
Christ.
Yeah.
Wow. Okay.
And it was just phenomenal, and I was just like, man, that looks amazing. And then bit of dancing, learned a lot about Natsuko's history and that sort of thing. Duncan had a bit of a dance. It was good. It was just really, really well done. Really
Speeches
well done.
or no?
Lots of speeches. Yep. Speeches in Japanese, and they were translated on the screen. Speeches in English, they were translated into Japanese
Wow.
because there was like the family contingent. They didn't speak much English. Actually, some of them spoke really good English, but it's just like, it's just fucking sick. Weddings are cool. So,
That's good. Oh, man, that
yeah.
sounds cool. I haven't been to a wedding for a long time. That sounds
It's good
cool.
to be back. I'm really glad to be back. That's my last trip of the year.
Dude, that was a long trip. I
And
was like, are we doing this week? And you're
yeah,
like, I'm still here. I'm still here. It felt like
3 weeks.
fucking a
Yeah, I
month.
probably could have done last week, but I was just so wrecked. I
Yeah,
was
no,
just
that's
ready to go
fair.
home. And now I'm getting
Yeah.
the fucking the milk run home. I went because I got reward seat. I went Tokyo, Singapore, Sydney, Brisbane home.
You don't get the elbow treatment on the way home?
Not
You
on
get to
Singapore
sit
Airlines,
on the
mate. I don't
pilot's
fly
lap?
Qantas. Don't fly
Oh, yeah.
Qantas. And so even though like normally Brisbane to Tokyo is like 9 hours, 9.5 hours, this was 26 hours, and I was
Oh,
like, I'm never
fuck
doing that
off.
again.
That's, dude, that's
But it was
stupid.
$150 though,
I don't
so
give a shit. That is so stupid. That's the worst to see. That's the worst thing you've told me.
I know, I know. Anyway, lesson learned with reward seats, so
I
see
think
what
the flights are
happens.
actually cheap at the moment. Someone told me today they're doing
Yeah,
like
it's pretty
another,
cheap.
yeah. They're trying to
There
get
were
people to go
Jetstar
there.
seats going for like $250, $300. The Virgin flight was half empty going up.
Oh.
Yeah. And so if you're thinking about somewhere decent that you want to go and travel, if you want to go and take a vacation, go to Japan,
100%.
right?
It's the fucking
It's
coolest.
safe. It's clean. It's safe. And the language isn't really a barrier. Right, provided you just learn a couple of basic phrases in Japanese, hello, thank you, and just try. The best thing that I did is Natsuko taught me how to write hendo in hiragana.
Oh, wow. Nice.
Right, I use that everywhere. The fact
Yeah,
that I could
right.
write my name in hiragana, so I put it like you got your judge badge. and it says Steve Hendo Henderson, and I just wrote above it Hendo, and people go Hendo, and I go Hendo-san, Hendo-san, and they're like Hendo, and I'm like yeah, and that was it, and I used it
Nice.
everywhere. Sake bar Hendo,
Oh,
fucking
wow. Karaoke? Who's paying the bill?
karaoke
Hendo.
Hendo.
Yep. All right,
And
I'm
it
going
was
to
just
photo of
like, I
this
got to use
because otherwise
everywhere.
we're not going to have a photo for this episode. I'm drinking
I'll
a.
use my IBA thingamajigo because I'm having a water.
I've got the bent spoke crankshaft
Oh,
tasting
was I
pretty
blurry?
good.
I was
Pretty fucking
blurry.
good. Oh, you got this fancy camera? Wait, let me look at that photo. Actually, I couldn't be bothered. Whatever. We'll make it
Whatever.
work. We'll make it work. It doesn't matter. So this is our 140th episode. We've got four more after this one.
Rightio. Oh, that's the other thing we should talk about. Is that wrap-up party at the German club?
Oh yeah.
I think we should do that.
I mean, I'll do it. I'm not that bothered. I don't think we need it. I don't think the
I think we
podcast
need
needs a
it.
wrap-up party, but I'll
I
come
think it
if you
needs
do
it.
it. All
I
right.
think we need it. There was one of the 12 who was like who offered it to us or something like that, who could organize it
Yeah,
anyway.
the guy who works there
Yeah,
is in
let's
the
do that. We'll
12.
maybe we do that like late November
Yeah,
on
we need to push it back a little bit because I feel like the podcast needs to
Late
be over when we
November.
do
Try
it.
not to encroach on silly season and all that sort of thing. And let's do that. We'll organize that this week and we'll let everyone know next
You think
week.
people will come to that? I'm naturally nervous about these things, but like I listen to lots of podcasts. I would not go to a meetup, no matter how much I love the podcast. It just seems like a, I mean, you know, lots of people would probably just go there to hang out with you, but
Let's just see what happens. You know
okay.
what? No one turns up.
I feel like it's just going to be you and me. Actually, it won't be you and me. It'll just be me. I'll just be there by myself, like singing karaoke, probably. Like put on Queen.
German karaoke. Yeah.
Oh yeah, I'll have a crack at that. Whatever.
Yeah.
All
What do
right,
we
let's
got
get into
on
the
this
news,
week?
Hendo. We've got a lot of news. I've got so much saved up Hendo reaction, but we might actually do 12 questions before Hendo reacts because we've got
Okay.
so many. And
Rightio.
I don't know. It's been a long time. The group may not be active anymore. There might be zero questions. I have no idea. But as far as the news goes, we've got quite a bit. So number one on the list, we've got Gage Roads. I put D list. I don't know if that's the technical term, but they're
I think
moving
that is
from a
what it is.
listed ASX company to a public unlisted company, which
A
is
public unlisted company, yes.
different. Yeah, so it's sort of like an in between. It's a weird
Can
thing.
you
It's an in
explain what that
between.
means?
To be honest, I'm not. I know what a public unlisted company is. I don't know how it works when you kind of delist, but I know when we were running Black Ops, I always had in my head that if we wanted to go from the basically the proprietary limited, but we didn't want to go all the way. So the proprietary limited with crowdfunding investors is effectively a private company with investors who can't buy and sell shares,
Yes.
right? And then an ASX listing is a huge step. And so there was an in-between step where you have to have audited financials and you have to do a bunch of other things, and you can be a public unlisted company, which means you're not on the ASX, but you are in a
But you
position
can be
where people
traded,
can buy and sell
buy and
shares.
sell.
It seemed like kind of one thing that might be possible if you were going in that direction, but I'd never considered that someone might go back in the other direction. It's an interesting one.
So, just for those who may not understand, I think Coop asked the question in the Facebook group. He said, "Does that mean the ownership of the company changes?"
Well, apparently not. Apparently,
No.
they can still, the current investors still own the shares, and you can still buy and sell the
Yes.
shares. But
Yes.
I think it's a little weird. Like, there's a different liquidity in the ASX. You know, you have like hedge funds and superannuation funds and other groups that invest in the ASX that might sort of think the craft beer thing is good and will have a little bit of Gage Roads. Once it's out of that, I think it becomes a very different investment. So while you still might own the shares, surely there's a smaller pool of people you can sell them to. And their
Yeah,
whole
well, it's
reason for doing it would
basically
be.
my understanding is like, something that's listed on the ASX means it can be traded in real time via the stock exchange, right? But once you go publicly unlisted, you're still able to buy and sell the shares, but it's usually done by another mechanism, like a
Which,
treaty or something
yeah,
like
so it's
that.
less liquid,
Yes.
which must mean, I mean, there's arguments both ways. I remember when, do you remember the whole saga with Tesla and Elon Musk tweeting that we're going to take it private at 420, and he got
Yeah.
sanctioned for saying it? That was the whole thing because he was thinking we'd take it from public back to private because he had
Yes.
investors who just believed in what they were doing, and he didn't want the day-to-day up and downs of the ASX and the short sellers and all the rest of it. Gage Rhodes' reason is because they think the valuation is not high enough on the ASX.
Well, you can't short sell a unlisted company, can you?
Well, they didn't
Well, you
mention.
probably could, but yeah, it'd be more problematic, but trickier.
I don't think that was their concern. That was the Tesla example, but their concern was it wasn't worth as much as they think it should be. But that is weird to me because surely the actual shares in an unlisted environment would be worth less because they're less liquid. But then I also always used to think about Gage Roads. I always did think they were undervalued. Like they were valued for quite a long time around the same as Mightycraft. And the whole time we were saying, how is that possible? Like Gage Roads
Yes.
is a much better business. And they are about a quarter or a eighth of what Stone and Wood ended up selling for. And they've had very similar numbers to Stone and Wood. So they're kind of right in being undervalued, possibly, but still, it doesn't seem like a logical reason why you would go back in that direction.
Must have their reasons.
The other thing it had in the article was that their value, like in this business news article, the valuation is $10 million, $15 million less than their net assets. So
Any debt?
their market cap, $45 million, which is what the ASX thinks their entire company is worth, and their net assets on their balance sheets, like their net assets is 62 million.
Yeah, but do they have debt?
Well, that's net assets.
Oh, that's net assets. Oh, okay. Yeah, shit.
So that's basically saying that if you were to start Gage, I mean, if balance sheets are bullshit, but let's just say the balance sheet is real. It's saying if you were to start Gage Roads today, by it would cost you $62 million to buy all of the equipment and all the other assets you need, and it would be valued at $45 million, which is basically
That's
saying it's
probably
worth less than nothing.
their reason is that they're probably going, well, the stock market valuation's bullshit. Let's take it private and we'll find out what it's really worth.
But it could also be that they don't want their numbers to be public anymore.
That's true,
Because
because the
there's,
reporting requirements changed, haven't they?
yeah.
You can do stuff without going into a trading halt.
And it is also a bit of a bummer because, like, Gage Roads was sort of that company. I know I always used to look at them as, like, I like the fact that these financials are public, like I've said with the crowdfunding before. I like to look at other people's financials because it gives you some insight into your own business. And it's good to see at least one brewery that actually is on the ASX, and you can kind of see a path to that. Now there's not even a single one. Mightycraft's dead. Gage Roads were kind of the shining light. Stone and Wood were the kind of the shining indie company, and Gage Roads were the shining light for the sort of listed companies. And now the industry has neither, which is a shame. Right, next one. Which one do you want to tackle? We've got a few.
Do the next one there. What's that called? The
Right, so
Latch
the
article.
latch.
Reports of craft beer's demise have been greatly exaggerated.
Yeah, I don't know what the latch is. Do you know what this publication is?
Never heard
This
of
is...
it.
No, neither have I.
I want to actually quote Pete Brown because I'm pretty fucking tired of craft beer. I'm going to pull up Pete Brown's fucking what he posted on Facebook the other day, right? He linked to an article. So Pete Brown is the beer writer. You know his books?
Yeah, I haven't read them, but I know who he is.
He's written about a dozen books and that sort of thing. I was hanging out with him in fucking in South Africa. And he said this about craft beer, right? He said, I'm quoting what he posted. He said, "Small breweries need all the love they can get. Not because they're shit at business, quite the opposite, but because the odds are so stacked against them before they even start. Capitalism is supposed to be the invisible hand, quote, invisible hand of the quote free market, working equally well for everyone, allowing you, the consumer, to choose what you want to buy from an array of products placed before you. In reality, it's nothing of the sort. Most markets operate as cartels by the big guys for the big guys. Support the little guys more, and we all benefit." I thought that was very, very cool what he wrote.
That's fair. I'll come back at you with the examples that people use in this article as craft beer is fine.
You've
You've got
Yes.
Stomping Ground, which fine, you could classify that as a little guy. Mountain Culture, fine. Heaps
Yes,
Normal
yes.
is a sort of venture capital backed startup that
Yep.
has God knows how much money poured into it. I don't know how craft that is. Felons is a massive property company that owns some of the best real estate in the country and has put breweries in those locations.
Oh, there's a TikTok there.
Are they
It talks about
the little guys?
who's that?
I don't know. Heaps Normal, Felons. These are the examples they say of,
Yeah,
independent
Felons
beer
is
is
little.
fine. It's not that these are not the sort of companies that we thought of when we thought, okay, craft beer is a thing. We'll make some small, low volume. I'm not having to go at Felons. I know you love Felons. I love Felons too.
No.
That's a huge hospitality business with some of the best property in the country, is not a small craft brewery, and a massive venture backed company that's
No, but this is the thing.
selling non-alc
Small,
beer is not a craft brewery.
you're confusing small and independent and craft.
Well, I'm not
Right?
confusing. I don't think
It's
either of
just
them are craft.
independent. It's
No, but
independent.
independent that no, I don't think so.
Doesn't mean anything to you, but
Independent doesn't mean anything. It's like it could be some extremely rich people, which is pretty much what most of these breweries have become.
yeah.
They're not owned by two companies, but they are owned by a bunch of celebrities and a whole bunch of rich people. I mean, it could still be independent. So, and then you got Coopers, who's a family, legit independent business, who's not considered independent. So I don't think it means anything. Didn't agree with this article, but there you go.
You don't agree with it?
No, I think if you think about the kind of products that we were thinking about when we started in the beer game, the beers you were brewing, the beers we were brewing, and the vibe we had and all of that, I don't think these companies really are that. And I also don't know that
No.
these companies are necessarily going that well. Like, I think it's they're basically listed companies that haven't yet gone out of business. And if you're not on the ASX and you're not crowdfunding and no one can see your numbers, you don't necessarily know that these companies are doing it reasonably well. Like, I hope these companies are doing really well. I'm sure Felons are doing well. I don't know about all the other ones there. I don't know about Stomping Ground, Mountain Culture, Heaps Normal. I don't know if they're making money. To be honest, it would surprise me if any of those were making a lot of money. But they're put out as great examples until they're not. And this has happened time and time and again in the beer industry. This is great examples until you see their finances and realize they're actually struggling. So I don't know. That's the whole point of the article, is everything's fine because of those companies.
Not yet. Yeah.
Yeah.
Crafty's got an article.
The Crafty, do you want to talk about this one? You want this one on there?
Yeah, I thought it was an interesting one. This is the Working Inside Beers Sinking Ships by Will Zeeble. And I hope I fucking pronounced that right. I thought this was really good. Initially, when I read this, I was like, oh man, a whole bunch of fucking anonymous people
Yeah.
talking about businesses. And then I kind of went, well, they're talking about a pretty sensitive topic, so it's kind of fair. And also, they may still be employed by those companies, or those companies don't exist, or something like that. And then I thought about what it must have been like for my staff when my brewing company was in the throes of going tits up. And it kind of really, like a lot of what the people in this article were talking about, it really resonated with me, because it's like you see a lot of the things that were said in this article about, the staff believed that they had a better idea than the owners of how to get them extricate themselves from the financial predicaments that they found themselves in, but the owners themselves never saw it, wouldn't listen, wouldn't be open to change or fixing it or anything like that. And then there's the whole mental health aspect of putting those people, workers, through, someone else's financial mess, not being paid entitlements. Especially, I think there was a mention in there about some, people who were temporary Australian, like backpackers or working holiday makers and stuff like that, who don't have the protections that an Australian citizen has around things like unpaid super and all that sort of stuff. And yeah, I think that's there's it, it's a I think it's a very it's a different lens of how to look of looking through the current state of the industry. And I found it I found it really an interesting, it's difficult read, but it was a very interesting read nonetheless, that that there are, as I've always said, behind every VA is a whole bunch of people going through a whole bunch of shit. And
Yeah, that's true.
this is a this just sort of paint for me painted a very different light on it, as opposed to being the focus being on the owners, the focus actually being on the staff. And very often, and as I have been vocal about in the past, the staff often get overlooked.
I had the opposite reaction.
What was yours?
Well, actually, not the opposite. I agree with what you say about everything you say about the staff entitlements and them going through, that is so fucking true. Especially when they're being lied to, you know, and in a lot of these cases, at least the ones that I've got some knowledge of, there's a lot of dishonesty that goes on. And, you know, staff can probably see through that quicker than investors can. They're closer to it, you know.
Yeah, they see it on the day to day. Especially that lady in there is the bookkeeper.
Oh yeah, I've got some stories. I've got to be careful what I say, but yeah, I agree with you on those points. I guess the thing that a couple of things that I find it weird that Crafty Pint's going down this angle of like anonymous participants in stories. Like it kind of feels like, you know, when we started this podcast, there was lots of rumors and stuff around, and we kind of said we wouldn't talk about rumors, we'd just talk about what's out there. This to me is like effectively dealing in rumors, because no one's going out on a limb and putting their name on any of this stuff. They're just kind of saying, you know, I'm an employee in one of these businesses, and then it becomes a discussion point. I just think people should put their names to things. I want to hear from I want to hear from people, and they put something on the line to put it out there.
I get
And
it,
this is like
but someone
rumors. It's
puts,
weird.
yeah, but someone puts their name to something on an organization that they work in, in an industry that they work in, and if they go put their name to it, man, they're going to get tarred with a, with, you know, get going to get black marked, you know,
It's hard to do. It is
in
hard to
the
do. I
industry. It's
understand that.
hard to do, yeah.
But I think it has to be hard to do, because otherwise you're literally just dealing in rumors. I've read
Yes.
some of the stuff in there, and I kind of thought, well, this reminds me of every company I've ever worked at. Every organization that's ever existed has been filled with employees who think they can do better
They know
than
better. Yeah, of
they know
course.
better. And that's what this article reminded me of. Whereas I feel like if it was, even if it was only one or two people who were prepared to put their name to it and say, like, you know, people who'd left, there's so many people who've left the industry. I get messages every fucking day about this shit from people. And I just think it's only going to take a couple of people to put their name to some stuff, and then it becomes a real thing. To me, it's kind of just like rumors, and I don't know. It seems like a weird angle for Crafty Pint to go down. I think it sort of makes sense for them, because I know they kind of don't want to be too negative. They've always wanted to not be too negative about breweries in the industry, which I respect and I understand. But the anonymous thing, I don't know. I'm not a fan of it.
Yeah, it was a good read though.
It's hard to read that stuff. It's
It's
fucking been
hard to
some
read.
dark times for a long time for a lot of people.
We're not done yet.
Fuck no.
Look at this fucking Moondog venue.
Well, this
Where
is
is
some good
that?
news. I mean, these dudes are actually like one of the
They're
oldest
doing great.
people. They're
They're
fucking
doing like
crushing it.
they're opening all these massive venues. I hope they're filling them up, eh?
This one is like not,
Moondog
this is like
Dogland.
not
Oh, it's
even
in
their last one.
Docklands near Marvel Stadium. What a great idea.
Fucking oath.
Yeah, they just keep they're going down the path. They're digging deep in creating being a venue company. And why the hell
100%.
not?
Yeah, and they started a
Why the
long,
hell
long
not?
time ago, long before all this current stuff went to shit. They
They
kind
must
of.
have a really good business model around these bigger venues, right? Because how many seats is that new place? It's huge.
They must have
2,000
some.
square meters.
They must have some fucking coin too. Like they got some
Oh
investors,
yeah,
eh? 1,200
absolutely.
patrons. That's insane.
What about a volcano, bro? A volcano bowl Negroni? Give that to me. Get in
Fucking
my
oath.
mouth. I don't even know what's in it, but I'd have it. So what do they got now? They've got OG Moondog in Abbotsford. That's the other brewery in, well, they call CUB the other brewery in Abbotsford. Moondog World in Preston, Wild
Moondog
West
World.
in Footers Grey, and now Doglands in Docklands.
Yeah, and I think there's another one coming. I don't know if it says it in here, but I think there is another one coming.
Capacity for 1,200 patrons in Docklands.
That's fucking mad.
You've got to be making money off the back of fucking Marvel Stadium. That's
Well,
it.
hopefully, yeah. Yeah, and I mean they started out as like one of the first like proper like crazy craft breweries, like early on, way before, probably
Well,
before,
exactly.
yeah, before all of us. And then now they've just become this fucking
Remember their first beer?
crazy hospital. I remember my first beer of theirs that I had, but I don't remember their
What was
first
it?
beer. It was Henry Ford's Girtham Fjord.
Girtham Fjord, yes.
Yeah, that was good. That was
Their
awesome.
first beer, I think it was like 2010 or something like that, was Black Lung One, was a
Oh yeah, there you go.
Smoked Imperial Stout. When that came out, just all the beer geeks out there were just like, "What? You did what with a beer?" And it was just like it just lit a fire under the whole community and industry and that sort of thing, because even though there were established breweries and there was a craft beer scene and that sort of thing, nothing like that had been done. And I'm sure they just decided to do it just for shits and giggles and then wound up doing something that really caught people's attention that I think breweries today would love to have that attention. And the fact that they pulled it off and now have like, I'm not gonna say pivot, but they've evolved the business into what it is today. That's phenomenal. It's an amazing effort.
And a lot of RT, they do a lot of RTD stuff as well. I
Yeah,
assume that stuff's still
they
going
got
well.
the
The
fizzer.
fizzer, yeah.
What's the one that they do with G Flip?
Oh, they do that one, the box. I had some of that.
Box,
That's fucking, dude, that's good. I bought it the other day. It's really good.
that's Moondog as well.
That's legit. Nice.
And so yeah, look, diversifying products, big venues.
What's the lager they had with LoveTap? LoveTap, was that the lager they had like back in the day in Dan
I don't know
Murphy's?
if they I don't I yeah, but I don't know if they do Love Tap anymore, but they definitely got on they I think they just call it lager now.
That was sick.
Love Tap was good. They got in trouble for being on all of the billboards and all that sort of thing and weren't short of controversy. I love Moondog. I'm a massive fan because they're a brewery with great character. I remember when in the early days back at Moondog OG, they did a beer release and there was a slideshow, and in the slideshow was a slide of the three founders bathing naked in the mash tun, like having
Nice.
a
They had the sort
spa.
of dairy vat
Yeah,
brewhouse,
the
didn't
dairy
they?
vat brewery and that sort of thing. And everyone's going, make a beer with that water.
Nice.
Like that's
Good
our
guys too. I've met them a
that's
bunch of times. Nice
yeah,
guys.
great bunch of people. Yeah. So good on them. Good news story.
Yeah. Dude, we've got them on here. We've got some good newses on here. Oh fuck, here we you wanted this
Here we
one. I didn't
go.
I wasn't this is your one. I didn't want to even add this, but you
Okay.
suggested
So
it.
this is let's make this the last VA that we talk about, all right?
The last
So
one ever.
the last one ever on Boston the Brewer,
We got a rule, no more VAs.
which is Rocks Brewing going into VA. Now,
Right.
all I'm going to say is the very sad story behind this one because Simon Osborne, he went through cancer and chemo and that sort of thing last year, and no doubt that had an impact on the business and probably put them into the situation that they're currently in now. I hope he's feeling better. I hope he's doing well. I haven't spoken to Simon in a while because I haven't been to Sydney except for flying through on Tuesday. I actually haven't been to Sydney since before the pandemic, and I'm overdue a visit. And if I do find myself in Sydney, I'll definitely go and see the boys over at Rocks. Good bunch of people. And he's a good head brewer. Simon's a good bloke. It's just, yeah, it's just good. I spent a lot of time there when Matty Cuthbert was working there as the head brewer.
Oh,
I'd
wow.
fly into town, and because it's right near the airport, I'd just go straight there and just get on the beers. And
I've actually never been there. I only went to Hearts, but I never went to the brewery.
So Rocks was good. Food was good. It's a good venue. Good venue. Anyway, so that's all I'm going to say about it is, Simon, hope you're doing well, and good health to you, mate.
Yeah, it's a fucking shame. Right.
You go.
Let's have a
Are we doing 12
look to see
questions?
if anyone's stupid enough to ask us questions anymore.
Rightio.
Very good chance there's no questions in here. To be absent for 12 comments. Come on. Could make this
Perfect.
up.
Perfect.
All right.
Hit
Question, are the
me.
plants alive?
Oh, is that Adam Schell?
It's the other Adam
Adam, the other
Schell.
Adam Schell. Yes,
Yes.
yes. The answer is yes, and thank you for watering my plants.
Oh,
So
wow.
basically, I thought the other Adam Schell would have some time to come and water my plants because he lives around the corner in Toowong.
Okay.
He was getting ready to go to his wedding. Obviously, he's a bit busy, so he flew out.
It's not
And so
too
I
long to
rang
walk
other
to your
Adam
place from
Schell.
there.
No, you don't walk because it's a 5-minute drive or something like that.
Yeah.
And I said so, and then so I sent a message to other Adam Schell. I said, "Mate, could you please water my plants?" And so he let himself into my apartment. And everyone thinks I've got cameras in my apartment, which is really weird. Like I bought some
Okay.
security cameras
Do you
the
look
other
like the
week, but
sort
they're
of
for my
person that would
mum's
have cameras in their
place.
apartment?
Dude.
What
I live alone. What the fuck would I need
Right. I
cameras
don't know, dude.
for?
I'm not asking questions. I'm just telling you what I.
So I did buy security cameras, but they're for my mum, so I can look at my mum because she's old
Okay.
and we need to see if she's fallen over or something like that.
That's fair.
So yes, he ordered the plants. They were just starting to droop because they just needed water, but I salvaged it and they're going great guns. So thank you, Adam. Much appreciated.
Well, he knows about plants. My very first Adam Schell chili is growing in my garden at the moment. So,
Yes.
yes, he gave me a bunch of seeds. I planted them in the middle of winter, which I found out afterwards was the worst thing I could possibly do.
Yes.
And they didn't survive. And then I planted more about a month ago, and one of them is survive so thriving, as they say, you know,
Beautiful.
in my garden.
Excellent. So
So
thriving.
that's it. Adam Schell. Oh, there's another fuck. How many, okay, there's another fucking Adam Schell. All right.
Yeah, there are three or four in the group.
God. Does he support the Bay Stars as their comedy act that entertains the crowd as hentai as
That's other
hen
Adam.
go?
Okay,
Jesus. What the fuck does
yes.
that mean?
Okay, so writing my name in kanji is because kanji is the really complicated characters and that sort of thing,
Right.
and it's done quite. It's kind of done phonetically, kind of done through symbolism. So when you write hendo in kanji, it can be written as strange road.
All right.
But it can also be written as hentai.
Oh, hentai. Okay.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Which is like, it just basically means weird.
I mean, if the shoe fits.
Yeah. And I think that's fair.
Yeah.
And because it's phonetically correct and that sort of thing, right? So what was the question? What did you say? Oh, why am I supporting the Bay Stars?
Well,
Because
it
the
says,
car.
does he support the Bay Stars?
Of course I support the Bay Stars. I've got a
Yeah.
fucking Bay Stars hand towel in my bathroom.
Okay.
It's baseball, by the way, is the Yokohama Bay Stars.
I've been following the baseball because my mate at work, Darren, is a massive New
It's
York
cool
fan,
as shit to
and they just
watch.
fucking lost the World Series
Yeah.
aggressively.
Japanese baseball is phenomenal.
They're into it over there, right? Like proper.
Yeah. When I was in Sapporo, I missed this because I was a day late and a dollar short. They did a tour of the Ham Fighters, the Sapporo Ham Fighters baseball stadium. And there's a brewery in the baseball stadium. And in the brewery, in the bar, is an onsen, like a hot bath, overlooking the baseball field. So you can drink a craft beer, sit in an onsen, and watch the fucking baseball all at the same time.
Do you have your clothes
Japanese
on
have
or
thought of
off? That's the
everything.
only thing I want to know.
It's closed off, it's onsen, mate.
That's fucking weird. That is so weird, dude. I don't know about that. I don't know
Yeah.
about any of that. Should we go to the next question?
Yes.
How was the photo you posted of you at fucking one of these joints with a robe and shit? It's too much.
I was about to go into the onsen. Yeah.
Yeah, it's too
Well, see, the
much.
thing is
You're
that like
basically OnlyFans at this point.
I had to cover up my tattoo.
Okay.
Because I've got this one here, which I had to cover up with this skin covering because everyone thinks it's offensive. They don't think you're yakuza, it's just offensive to have tattoos in Japan, and then they
I
hope they
like
have
that.
the
It
one
should
on
be
me.
offensive. Tattoos are stupid.
Oh, I had the one on my Johnson as well.
You don't have a tattoo. You don't have a, I don't. I'm not getting it. I'm not getting
It
into
says,
this.
welcome to Jamaica. I hope you have a wonderful time.
Yeah. No. I've. Okay. Yeah, I've seen that one. All right. Rumor has it Hendo was helping Danny Rick with a deal to replace Checo before the end of this season. That's
Nah, that
unlikely,
was Louis G.
Perez. Perez on the weekend. He crashed with Lawson. He crashed with Stroll, I think.
Yeah.
He fucking got lapped and he finished dead
Yep.
last.
Yes.
Dead last at his own
Yeah.
home Grand Prix.
Yeah. In
Oh my God.
a pretty fast car that
Oh.
Verstappen had he not have had Verstappen not have got his 20-second penalty, would have finished second.
Verstappen got a 20-second penalty and came sixth or something, I think. Crazy.
Yeah.
Dude,
I think if
Perez
he stays in a
arse.
Red Bull
He
seat
sucks so
next
bad.
year, it's going to be very unlikely. But I did enjoy the Liam Lawson Perez scrap.
Oh, 100%. I
That was
actually should
good to
check that.
see.
I think Perez being in Red Bull next year might be our final over under. Because I think you picked him to be in the seat next year.
Did I?
Yeah. I mean, a lot of shit has happened since then, but
Did I fuck that up, didn't I?
yeah. Question. Louis G, is there still a chance for Charles to win the Drivers' Championship?
Yes. Charles, Lando, and Verstappen.
You think so?
Outside of Charles. Yeah, there's still a possibility that he could win it.
A mathematical probability, but a
Long
possibility,
shot,
but
long shot.
yeah. Max is winning.
Max are winning.
Yeah.
Yeah. Which is the way, which explains the way that he was driving against Lando. It was just like all Max had to do was to knock Lando out, and that would have been the end of his championship, and he would have won and Verstappen wins the world championship.
But also, he's
Like
just a nutcase.
Lando.
That's how he drives.
He is a nutcase. Yeah.
Do you have an
Not very
opinion on
sporting.
how that went down, the penalties and
The way that I think the penalties were fair, right? Because he never left room, and he could have. If you have a look at the telemetry,
yeah.
he let his foot off the brake to go wide in that corner.
Such a cunt. I
Yeah,
love it.
but that's part of racing is outbraking
Yeah, yeah.
someone. It's not about slamming
Yeah.
on the brakes, braking at last moment. It's like adjusting your braking, right? And so that's fair play, right? To take your
Yeah.
foot off the brake somewhat, right? But he did it just enough so that he would take all of the track and force Lando off,
Yeah.
right? Swung one way for Lando in the US, swung the other way in Mexico. Let's see how Brazil rolls out because there's some pretty interesting corners there. Is it Brazil this
Yeah.
week?
Brazil, yeah.
Yeah.
Yeah, I thought after the US, I thought what they probably should do would just have like a warning where you get one warning and then it happens again, you get a 5 second penalty. But that is 10 second from the one lap. It's like that was pretty heavy
20
handed, I thought,
seconds.
but
20 seconds. Nah,
two
that
laps of
second
10.
one, that's that that second one at turn five or turn six or whatever it was, that was stupid.
Yeah.
That was
Lando
just
did pretty
so
well to
unsportsmanlike.
avoid it and then just
Oh,
still kind
100%.
of
Yeah.
do well in the race.
Yeah. We'll see what happens. All
All
Verstappen
right.
has to do is knock Lando out of one race to have a collision. He's won the world championship.
Yeah. I
That's
mean,
what he's
he
doing.
deserves
It's
to win the
just.
world championship and he will win the world championship.
Yeah, of course. But it'd be nice if he did it fair and square.
He will. He will.
Yeah.
It'll be
I'm
fine.
all for elbows out racing. I think Lando summed it up pretty well himself. He said, I'm all for racing hard. I don't have anything against Max or anything like that. But when my only choice is to go off the track, the rules aren't quite set right. And it's
Yeah.
interesting the way that rule in the FIA regulations, it's not quite, it needs a tweak.
It does. Yeah, because you want them to race.
Yeah.
And you don't want to
onto
get the
race.
penalty. It is kind of frustrating when they get just
You don't
penalties
want to
for every
overdo
time someone
penalties,
overtakes
but you
someone, they
want
get a
them to
penalty.
exactly. You don't want to overdo penalties. You want them to race, but and I think 19 of the 20 drivers were down for a change to that regulation.
Yeah.
Tells you everything you
Max,
need to know.
fuck. I love Max Verstappen. He's a fucking
Yeah.
legend. He is a
All
legend.
right, what else
All
you
right.
got?
Scott Eckford, question. In a podcast that seems a long time ago, but was only a couple of episodes ago, Hendo said you would divulge why the podcast is ending at episode 144 if someone asked. Why is the podcast ending at 144? I don't remember that, but.
That's a score.
Okay. We've explained this, I think.
Yeah, it's 12-12s.
12-12s.
It's 144.
That's it. Yeah. No more explanation
I think might
necessary.
be asking why, what are our reasons for ending it? And I think we've covered that, haven't
Yeah, I think so. I think the timing is right.
I think it's just run its course, you know. We've told a good story, and
Yeah.
we've told the story of the peak of independent craft beer as it goes into its recession. And you know, when we started this, we would it was the heady heights of crowdfundings and lots of money being thrown at breweries and all sorts of stuff, and now it's VAs, VAs, VAs and all that sort of thing. And we've documented that. And I think that that
Yeah.
work is complete.
Yeah, and I think like my main reason for wanting to do it was like you had sort of Brews News that were sort of these outsiders giving an opinion on the inside of the industry. And I wanted to do something where it's like, well, people who are actually in the industry and someone running a brewery or has run a brewery or working in breweries every day. And I think that's what was needed. But I'm no longer in the industry, so it doesn't really make sense for me to do it anymore.
Yeah,
I
that
do enjoy
too.
it though. I really enjoy it. Every week
Yeah.
I really like it. I
Yeah.
like the crew, like the
Yeah.
people.
So
It's
lots of
awesome.
reasons. I think that's pretty much it, you know. I mean, like I'm pretty open with it. So, yeah, people have asked me that over a beer at the pub and that sort of thing. Pretty much what I tell them, it's like we've documented an important part of the history of the Australian craft brewing industry. And I feel like that's complete.
Yeah, I agree. I agree. All right, Luke Cooper, question. Stats and flano updates. Well, that's a good one.
Let's do that next week, though.
Let's do it next week because I think we definitely had one about number of wins for Max, which I think we finalized. We had one for driver lineup next year that's still open.
Can you put the list of underovers on the group?
Sure. Yeah. I'll do it.
Yeah,
I'll do it.
because I don't know where we're at. So if you could
I think,
share that on
well,
the
I think there's
group.
like one. I think I'm one away from a victory, and you're two away from a
Yes.
victory. And
Yeah.
we've
Yep.
got the
Yep.
driver lineup next year.
Yep.
And I think we've got Will Perez being a seat next year, or maybe one more. But
Yeah.
other than
Have we?
that, yeah. All right, Darren Gittins, two to go. Darren Gittins, any thoughts you'd like to share on the Crafty Point article and observation shared? Yeah, we covered
Yeah,
that.
we did
Louis
that.
G, why is Oscar so slow after removing the soft rear wing? Louis G, yeah. Damn it. Fucking
What did
Oscar.
it? Well,
He's my guy.
oh yes, the wing that kind of did the fake DRS
Yeah.
and all that sort of stuff. It's interesting. They played the game. McLaren played the game. They got caught. Still fast car though.
Yes. No, I don't think he's slow. I think he's had a bit of bad luck. He'll be right.
Yeah, Mexico is a bit of an outside one because it's, you know, high altitude. It's high downforce but high speed because of the altitude.
Yeah.
And let's see how he goes in Brazil this week.
But he got caught out in qualifying, didn't he? He sort of like made a
Yeah, he
mistake or
made some
something, and
mistakes. Never
yeah.
caught up. Never could go. It's just like that. Sometimes you have a bad day, you know.
Yeah. No, Oscar's all
I
good. They
wouldn't
got a good
necessarily
lineup.
blame it on the flexi rear wing or anything like that.
No. Also, by the way, I am 100% right about Ferrari making a terrible decision to replace Sainz with Lewis. I'm just going to stick by that and batshit crazy replacing a guy. Replacing, like Ferrari at this point have everything going for them. They have a great team principal, they have a great
Good
team,
car.
they've got a great car, they've got the
Better
best brand in the
strategy.
sport, and they've got probably the best driver lineup in the sport, very close to it. And they're going to fuck all of that up with a guy who's 15 years older. It's insane. But there you go. All right. We've got HR if you want it. Otherwise, you want to do HR? There we go. Got some links there for you. Share screen, share audio.
Stop this now.
Hendo reacts.
Hendo reacts. Hendo reacts.
snacks. Grab a beer, just sit back, it's time to relax. Hey, don't react.
You see that?
An hour in.
You see that?
Yeah, I can see it. I can see the TikTok.
TikTok. Let's go, TikTok. Sound
right. Cool. More breaking beverage news. The next Hard Solo and the next energy drinks coming out. And I know this is supposed to be Russ Eats, and I haven't actually done food in about 10 reviews, but we're heading into summer, so get fucking used to it. Lemon mango, zero sugar.
Lemon mango hard solo.
What?
This is gonna be fucking incredible. It should be out within like 1 or 2 months before summer. We've got orange dreamsicle.
Okay, that was it. That was the main point of the video, was the lemon mango hard solo.
Next year, I think about
May, what do you reckon of that?
I mean, that's exciting stuff, isn't it?
It's exciting. The lemon lime is delicious.
He gave a recommendation for the lychee. You know the kind of the Japanese. I don't know. It's like the blue can that they do the lemon one. It's not the 196. It's not Hard Solo. It's like the other one, the blue and white can. And they come up with a lychee one. And I put it in the group. I was very excited about it. I had one sip and it was the most amazing thing ever. But by the end of the can, I literally could not finish it. It was fucking disgusting.
Yeah,
so, I don't know. Some of his recommendations, I don't know. He gave it like a 9 out of 10.
Wow, what a good eat Facebook.
This is master mixologist.
Pours over 50 cocktails at once.
Yep,
oh dear,
this is on a boat, I think maybe.
Oh dear,
look at this shit. So for the audio listeners, he's standing on a bar,
and he's got like 50 shaker, those metal shaker fucking things, all joined together, and he's pouring it into 50 glasses. That's impressive. That is impressive.
That's crazy, eh?
Very good, very good, very good. Oh, Craig Maiden.
Craig Maiden has shared this one with us.
Facebook, let's go. Oops.
Competition where grown men run laps and drink beer. This race is started by drinking a beer as fast as possible, and then they start running a lap, and after running each lap, the participant has to drink a beer before he can continue the race. These races can last for hours, as the winner is declared only when all the other participants have either given up or are no longer able to continue. The winner will get endless amount of beer for the evening and an unforgettable evening, but who would you try this with?
Wow. So you run a lap and you go on
skull a beer. That's fucked up. The theme of our Hendo Reacts this week is pretty much inappropriate and excessive alcohol consumption. And I'm sorry about that, but it's just the way it's ended up.
All right. A bit of a theme here. Adzi, of course, it's TikTok.
That's Adam Shelby.
Oktoberfest! Okay, the caption was Korean Beer Fest goes hard. And it's like this chick, and she's got like, she's Daman chick serving beers, and she's got maybe a dozen liter steins. And she starts spilling them, and the top layer falls on the floor, and she just gets the rest of the steins and just pours them all over her own head.
It's fucking brilliant.
That was sick.
Yeah.
That's why Korea is such a good country.
Yeah, that is cool. She's thinking on her feet. She knows what people want.
Brilliant. Well.
HR5.
Here we go. X. What have we got here? It's Valtteri Bottas. It's Valtteri Bottas. I think he's doing. It's like the Tins of Glory or something.
It's your mates versus Valtteri Bottas.
They're sliding full beers down a table. Looks like it's some fucking snow as well.
Yeah.
Or is it the beach?
They have to spin and then catch it.
Oh, it's the snow.
Yeah.
So they got to catch it, scull it. There's Kristen McGarry.
Yeah, Kristen's there, and he's versing Valtteri Bottas.
Versing Valtteri Bottas. Look at him. It's totally Valtteri Bottas.
100%. Brilliant. It's a fucking good one, right? Another example of excessive alcohol consumption coming right up.
Yeah, this is the theme.
Yep.
Story of my trip to Japan, really.
Pretty much. It works quite nicely with the theme of the episode, I feel.
Instagram.
That does my notice. People will turn around and go, you're coming out for the beer? And you're going, no, I'm trying to be good. And they go, just come for one. What is the point of going for one? Do you know what I mean? They're just trying to pull the wool over your eyes, aren't they? You know what I mean? Whoever has one, I'm going to get up, put my clothes on, meet you in the booze. All right, man, how's it going? Oh, your dog died. No way. You've got to listen to that. And then you have the beer, and that is it. If we're going out, we're going to go out, we're going to have 100, you know what I mean? One.
Hundreds.
Well, one, we're not, you know what I mean? You're going to at least 10, aren't you? You know what I mean? Not going to have one.
But the thing is, though, when people say...
Have you ever been to a boozer and had one drink and
no,
then gone home?
But I take it...
No point
no,
in
No, but
that.
I take exception to a friend who would go, I'm not coming out because I'm not drinking at the moment.
Right. Oh, yeah, but sometimes you have to have a breather, though, don't you? If you've got
But you can still go out the house.
No, God, you can't. What, to the pub? And what, do what? Drink, like a soft drink.
Well, so you'd rather just sit at home on your own?
Well, I don't sit on my own.
With McDonald's being delivered.
Well, yeah. I don't go to the pubs to drink soft drinks, you know what I mean?
Fair enough.
Or to drink one pint of lager.
Yeah. So you just turn down the night?
Just turn down the night because it's no good to me. Yeah, no, I get that.
What a weapon.
I didn't buy Oasis tickets, by the way. I'm gutted, but they're like 3,000.
Oh, man. So. Yeah, that's a lot of money for Oasis tickets.
Yeah.
My name's Jennifer Mary Margaret Crane, Hagging Hutchison, and this is my first beer on my 75th birthday. Oh, 75th?
Did we try and do this thing at Pinot Palooza
birthday,
where we're like,
cheers.
This is our first
I'll see you later when I've had a few. Hi, I'm back. I'm Jennifer Mary Margaret Crane, Hagging Hutchison, and it's my birthday today. I'm 75, and this is my... one, two, I don't know how many drinks, but I feel good. And cheers, everybody. Bye. I'll be back later.
She's going to be cooked.
Hey, yo, I'm Jennifer Mary Margaret Crane, Hagging Hutchison. No, Hagging Hutchison, I got a buzzed up. And
why is she wearing
that? She doesn't know her fucking name. I don't know. She's like she's better gone Mario Kart.
She's in the kids area wearing a fucking... Teletubbies out.
We keep breaking. I think I'll take them out. I better have a swig. Ooh. Yummy, yummy. To all my TikTok fans. Bye.
Hello. My name's Jennifer.
Brilliant.
That was gold.
All right. Well, that's a wrap, Endo.
Right. I'll give you a shout here in a week. We'll organise this fucking German club thing, and whoever that was in the Facebook group, just reach out to us and we'll sort something out.
All right, sounds good. 140 down, 4 to go.
3 to go.
Love your work, mate. See you next week.
See ya.